Welcome back.
Your smile, you look so enthusiastic.
Because I'm so excited about doing this today. Welcome back. Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas.
Yo, Primos, what up? We got 9 people on the gram.
Who are they?
I think 7 of them are family and then 2 of them are from the Middle East.
Oh, so there's 2 Middle Eastern ones?
Yeah, shout out to our Primos. Welcome. Thank you. And everybody who's listened to the podcast, let's see how many listeners we got out there right now. This isn't a numbers game. This is just because we want to connect with people. It says 1 play so far, but I also listened to it.
What does that mean?
So I don't know if it counts my listen as
a listen.
Oh man, I should probably pay attention to that, huh?
Why don't, when you listen to it, you just listen to where we first recorded it?
Like a recap?
No.
Like how I preview it before I post it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably what I'm gonna have to do. Because I like to see what our Primos are gonna be experiencing on the different platforms.
Girl, it's gonna be the exact same.
I know, like, as far as sound goes. However, I don't know what that, like, if it's easy to click on, what that looks like, you know what I'm saying? What it looks like when they click the link. If you guys got anything that would make it a lot easier for you guys to listen, please let us know. We will be on Apple Podcasts sooner than later. So, yeah. Let me get in. I have an outline today, guys.
For real?
For real.
A new one?
Yeah, I actually have an outline. And before I move on to my outline, we'd like to get to a place where we kind of shout you guys out. I think I kind of mentioned this a little bit already, but if you end up leaving a review or you guys hit us up on Instagram at Las Hermanas and Primos, or you hit me up on my personal IG account at Drip of Holy, we'd love to connect. We'd love to shout you out. We'd love to, you know, put you out there and you grow with us while we grow, you know? So make sure you hit us up. But yeah, I have a freaking outline.
Period.
I'm freaking
that's new.
And I actually have like something to talk about.
You look very excited.
Yeah.
Now I know why you were so enthusiastic to do it today.
Yeah, and guess how long it took me to write this outline up?
Well, okay, was it short or a long amount of time?
Short.
10 minutes.
Nope.
15.
3.
Girl. She said 3.
And I know I mentioned I want to start doing them the night before. I'm gonna write another outline. I think you should write tomorrow's outline.
Okay.
Why are we? I'm sorry. We're game planning with you guys here, and I was gonna say on the phone. Technically, you might be listening on a phone.
But what if they're on a laptop?
Or a laptop. But yeah, I do want to keep everybody posted on the COVID, just because it's been there. How you feeling?
I'm okay. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm tired. We just got off of a walk, so I feel a little drained, but...
Well, she also hasn't been consuming water either, after she just drank a mocha bean monster, so you should probably chug a water bottle.
If I do that, we all know that I'm gonna throw up.
Not so chug it, but at least sip. You have no water intake.
I just ate a cucumber.
Please explain that. Like, you talk about my logic. Can we talk about
cucumbers
your logic?
Cucumbers have water in them.
Okay.
A lot, actually. Let me look up how much. I don't know how much.
Look up. Look up how many gallons of water it takes. Well, how many cucumbers equal a gallon of water?
Okay, so there's 95% water in a cucumber.
That's not what I asked you to Google. Google...
How many cucumbers
does
it gallon?
Take to make up a gallon of water?
How many cucumbers?
And when she says she ate cucumbers, she literally chopped the half of a cucumber up. Like, so it's a whole cucumber, and it was already split in half, and she probably used a quarter of that half to put in a bowl full of sodium, and then drank a mocha bean monster on top of that. So, let's just... I'm pretty sure that cucumber is canceled out at this point, but...
Girl.
That's neither here nor there.
1 gallon container holds approximately 5 pounds of fresh cucumber.
Girl, you did not eat 5 pounds of fresh cucumber. You probably ate like 8 ounces of cucumber. Yeah. Can I get you a water bottle, please?
Yeah.
Alright. Hold on, guys. This is ridiculous. ASMR.
ASMR. Welcome back to our ASMR.
Catch. Oh, the kneecap.
But I still caught it.
You did, though. And just take a sip. Little sips. Sip by sip. ASMR. Oh, my gosh.
Listen, I tried to open it with my teeth. But I guess.
Anyways. So, yeah. COVID, you're feeling good. Our parentals are looking negative right now.
As you hear her. It got caught on my inner mouth.
Her slurping.
I'm so sorry. It got caught in my inner mouth and I panicked for a second.
Are you good?
Yes, I am good. I'm sorry.
So as far as COVID goes, COVID never touched me. That's right. COVID ain't gonna touch me.
Unless you brought the COVID in.
I did not bring the COVID. I would have been sick and multiple other people would have been sick.
That's true.
I was with so many other people, other than you guys.
That's correct.
And before we get into our topics, not to skim over COVID, but it's kind of dying out over here in this household. Shout out to everybody who's experienced, not shout out, but everybody who's experienced some form of COVID, COVID related deaths or sickness and illness and still kind of battling through that, prayers and wishes to you and your family. You can, again, feel free to reach out to me and I have no problem praying for you guys individually. I'm sure Ayana wouldn't either, but yeah, condolences, and we wish you guys the best, right?
Yeah.
Just know though, I've been in these streets with no mask.
That's not a good thing to say because you've been in a house infested with COVID and then you're like,
no mask, no nothing, still coming out negative. God is good. But even though I'm chunky and I eat a lot, listen,
what does that have to do with COVID?
It has everything, because I eat really well. Do I not?
You do.
I do. I eat a lot of good healthy stuff. I drink a lot of good juices. I drink a lot of water. So I highly recommend that you probably do the same, just to kind of build that immune system. Not you, I'm talking about everybody.
No, I know.
Oh, okay. But you too.
What's the likeliness of somebody being like, oh yeah, I just heard her say that, now I'm gonna go get vegetables?
Well, I didn't get COVID and I've been living in a house with 3 people that have COVID.
I eat what you cook me.
Yeah, but not all the time.
Because you don't cook all the time for me.
Exactly. But you, like, you can, you literally, like, I'll eat Takis every once in a great while. You'll down a bag of Takis.
That's
a day.
So true.
And you will do it for like a week straight if you could.
I have done it for a week straight.
And you got COVID. Anything pissed you off since yesterday that I did?
I don't think so.
No, I think we're good. Last 24 hours have been solid, guys.
Except that she hasn't watched my TikToks.
Yo, let's talk about these TikToks.
Wait
for
a minute.
Second.
And then she made me tag her in the comments, and then TikTok, it got to the point where TikTok won't let me comment just her at now because apparently it's spam because I've commented it so many times on different videos. So now I have to put a period after it, and I'm just waiting for it to be like, now you can't comment that, and then I'm gonna have to do 2 periods, and then I'm probably just gonna get blocked altogether.
This just goes to show you, okay, so yesterday with Ayana, I have, mind you, majority TikToks that I need to watch are from Ayana, but I have about 60-something from my mom, and then a couple from my dad and sister-in-law. But the total whopping TikToks that I have to consume is 645 TikToks, okay? That's a lot of TikToks. And if you are a TikTok watcher, you also understand that when you open TikTok and there's a really good first video, you just get sunken into this swiping game of TikTok. You, it's not like they open to your homepage where you can go straight and check your inbox. You get wrapped. I don't even check the people that I follow anymore. I just keep looking at new TikToks and following new people.
Right. But the thing is, I started going on my following and I'm like, well, this is whole new content. It's, yeah. It hits different. Because I'm like, dang, I forgot about this.
Do you relate to them at all?
Like the more recent ones?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Like from,
like, do you start to unfollow people because it's different content?
It's better content.
Oh, you see?
It's the content that I signed up for.
Okay, you see?
And but it's like I get caught up looking at new content, but like I started watching my followings and I'm like, dang, these people are funny. And I'm like, well, that's what I'm missing out on. But what? If you would keep up with them, see, like me and mom, mm-hmm. I only have 5 to watch from her.
But you're not listening to what I'm saying. Is when I get on TikTok,
no, I hear you,
and I get on the first page, because
I do it too. I do
get
it too.
Sucked into the first video, and if that video has a part 2, I'm now on that person's page.
Yes.
And then if I go and I see a funny comment, and I go to that person's page, and they have good content,
yes. Now I'm aware.
Okay, but the TikTok cycle—it's a tornado.
Yes, but or is it when a cyclone? I'm going to sleep at night, I watch TikTok for like an hour, then I watch mom's TikToks, and then I go back to watching TikToks.
Okay, but it takes a lot of energy and effort to take to go out of what you've been sucked into, go to your page, your inbox, and then start from over 200 TikToks.
That's why you got to keep up with
and
it.
When
that's
it,
why
but listen, with mama I only have listen, like 5. When I go there, let's say I'm falling asleep, right? And I lose place where I left off on your TikToks, then I'm screwed.
No, because I fell asleep watching mom's, and I had to watch hers for 4 days straight. I still have to watch them, but my other phone died, so I can't get on to the old ones that I had from her. But what I do is I scroll until I see something that looked familiar to what I watched, and then I scroll to see which ones I liked less. Because
it's
I always
just a lot. And then she's putting a lot of pressure on me, as you can hear, about watching the TikToks, which kind of takes away of the fact that, like, I don't want to watch the TikToks no more. It's kind of like when people tell you to clean your room.
Yeah, I get it. Because by the time you watch them, even if they are funny, you kind of force yourself to not laugh. You just look at them and you're like,
bruh.
But I know that you like them. You just reacting like that because you agitated.
And then, listen, time out. Not only does she want me to watch the TikToks, guys, she wants to watch the TikToks with me.
Yes, because I want to see her reaction, and I don't remember which ones
I've over 200 and something TikToks.
Exactly, which is why I don't remember which ones I sent you, because I watch them all the time.
Okay, so anyways, back to the story. I got over 645 TikToks that I need to watch. So I told her yesterday, so I will catch up on all your TikToks. That's my bad, because I only got through half of them last night.
She was supposed to watch 10 an hour.
Okay, so I got through it. Like, I don't have a life. Like, I don't work 8 hours a day. Trying to work on my fitness, trying to work on our podcast, trying to make sure my dog is straight. Like, girl,
yeah, that's why you're working out. You can watch TikToks.
I've also been reading a lot. I've been reading like an actual book and my Bible.
Yeah, that's
not
really
just
nice.
Reading my Bible.
You can read TikTok captions,
and that's even more. Okay, so I gave her a 24-hour period. I said, I'm gonna try to catch up on your TikToks tonight. This was yesterday. And so I was like, what I need you to do is just tag me in anything in the next 24 hours. So I go on my TikTok today. Not only do I have I have a little less than 645 now. And I have 51 mentions from her. So she tagged me in 51 videos in 24 hours. That is not healthy.
I accidentally sent you 3 because I forgot.
That's not healthy. 51 videos.
Yeah.
Child.
I told you I watch TikToks at night and I fall asleep watching TikToks.
Read your Bible.
I don't even have a Bible.
Yes, you do have a Bible.
Not one that I understand.
Yes, you do have a children's
that
Bible.
That one is too easy and it makes no sense because it's literally too easy. It's just like God created heaven and earth. Like it, and then it'd be like he said the grass is going to be green.
All right,
like
so,
I want it. I
so
want more intellectual.
Study, you need a team.
I had
Bible.
That, but I didn't understand that. It. I didn't
what
like.
What version
it.
Did you have?
I don't know. It all was right. Whatever you guys had.
We're gonna have to hang out this weekend and get you a teen study Bible.
No, mom was supposed to order me one.
51
like last year.
51 TikToks is insane. I would much rather you highlight some scriptures and tell me about it the next day.
Well, I don't, there's no easy Bible. It all sounds like Shakespeare to me, so no, I don't understand.
There is. So when I first, when I got my first teen Bible, first I started out with
the teen study one?
Yeah, but it was NIV. Alright.
I think, is it the soft cover one? Mm-hmm. And it has like orange on the cover? Yeah, I have that.
And you can't understand that.
I don't know where it
you
is
you might
now.
Like the Message or the Passion.
I was supposed to show you my Winwood book. Remind me.
Yeah. So that's what pissed me off is the TikTok thing.
As well?
Yeah. You're putting pressure. Just take some of the pressure of the TikTok thing off of me a little bit.
How do I do that?
Stop hounding me about watching the TikToks.
But then if I don't, then you never watch
yes,
them.
Yes, I do. I do watch them. But the more you're like, yo, TikTok, 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 TikTok,
because,
TikTok,
like, TikTok, the other TikTok. Day you were like, oh, I'll watch it with you. And then you never did that day.
Oh, my gosh.
You were like, I'll watch it. Like, I'm watching them today. Like, today's the day. Like, that's what you were like, today's the day. And I'm like, all right, let's watch it. And then you're like, no.
All right, we're going to watch these damn TikToks. Because I got to get, I'm over it. All right. So, I have two topics. One is in our outline that we do every day, and then one is new. Which one do you want to do first?
The old one.
Okay, so our love life.
Oh my God. Yeah. What's up with your love life?
What's up with your love life?
What's up with your love life? I asked you
nothing.
First.
My phone's been dry for 24 hours. No. Oh, Bill Gates and his wife are getting separated.
I
so,
know you told me.
I slid in her DMs.
Go to sleep. I'm done with you.
Because you think he's going to have all the money when she's done with the divorce? No. She's going to have the bread.
What did you say to her?
What's up? With the eyes and the drooling emoji.
How old is this lady?
Probably 60 something.
I don't think she's gonna respond to a what's up.
She might. I gotta dazzle and smile.
Maybe a hello, how are you doing this evening? Not a what's up. She's older. They are a whole different breed.
She might
homie.
Want something new after 27 years.
Girl,
dog.
Go to sleep. I cannot with you. That's not how you slide into an old lady's DMs. Well, not saying anybody that's 60.
Not just
old.
Any old lady.
A rich old lady.
Bill Gates. I said Kevin Gates. Girl. Bill Gates, old lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know how many people shooting shots right now? I'm shooting. I think I should hit her up every day. I think I should be that creep persistent.
That's creepy. That's well, weird.
All right. The next message I'm going to send her are the eyeballs.
No, she's going to be like, what does this mean? She's going to ask her grandchildren.
I'm going to be like, fly me mean? Out and find out what that means.
Girl, stop playing, because when Bill Gates comes up in here,
he needs to be more concerned about mind control and the COVID pandemic and his Girl. Vaccines and mind manipulation and control. He needs to focus on all of that. He don't need to be worrying about me and what's her name, Margaret.
You don't even know the lady's name.
And turn that from Margaret Gates to Margaret Alexander real quick.
Oh my God.
I'm just saying. Anyways, so
I can't
in my love life, that's it. But I did want to say that I now have the confidence after listening to that podcast I listened to, Horrible Decisions, on how to holla at a shorty.
How do you do that?
I'm just gonna start telling every girl that I think is pretty, they're pretty.
That's what I told you to do.
Yes, but girl. Now it's big facts. Like, it's different. It hits different when it comes from your 16-year-old sister.
I'd be giving you the best advice, and she don't even be taking it.
You do. You do. So now I'm just going to tell every girl she's pretty, and then depending on their response, I'm going to go based off of that. Like, she'll be like, are you hitting on me right now? And I'll be like, yeah.
Literally, yeah. Everybody, I be giving everybody advice, and they don't believe me until somebody else tells them. Like, my friend, so I have
girls,
homegirl.
It's 50-50 with girls that I take your advice on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe, like, 75-25.
Girl.
Girl. Anyways, go.
My homegirl, she doesn't live here. She never, like, I always give her advice, well, when we were talking, and I would give her advice, and she would never take it, and she would just be like, oh, I know, and then she would do the complete opposite until somebody else that she knows that's more into her spirituality would tell her the same exact thing that I did, then she would be like, I'm sorry, I should have listened. They literally told me that the exact same thing, and then she would have did it. And I'm like, I told you that. And she's like, I know.
It's because that level of trust was there for her and that other person, because they had that spiritual connection.
Nobody ever listens to
me. I do. Don't say that.
No, I mean, like, they never, like, you would be the only other person. Like, I have this thing where I'm like, literally nobody listens. Like, they hear me out, but they don't, like, actually
follow up with what you give them.
Yes, they never do. Like, I always be giving people advice.
And they sleep on that because you give solid ass advice.
And then they always say sorry, and then they're like, I should have listened, and then they still don't listen. And that's something big with me. I'm like, okay, y'all do you.
Exactly. And then, but so the next time they ask for advice, be like, what do you want to hear? Do you want to hear what you want to hear? Do you want to hear?
Oh, I've said that before.
Exactly. What do you want? What do you want to do? Because I don't got time for it. Struggle. You ain't going to be out here wasting my breath.
Facts. I don't know.
So that's why I'm gonna holla at shorties from now on. I'm just gonna slide in every girl's DM like, yo, what up? You're pretty. And they're gonna be like, for real? I'm gonna be like, yo.
Yeah.
I'm not nervous to talk to girls, bro.
I beg to differ.
For real? I just get really excited and I don't want to mess it up.
The girl at the gym.
Oh, man. I missed out on that for sure.
I told you.
Yeah. But she didn't speak in no English.
Then you could have learned Spanish.
She's an island girl. She don't speak in no English. She speaks Spanish.
You could have learned Spanish.
Should have been like, hola, ¿cómo está, mami?
Oh, my God.
Hola, ¿cómo está, mami?
Okay. This girl thinks she's Bad Bunny.
Me gusta to muscles. You know what I'm saying? Low, because she always did legs.
I didn't understand a word you said. I did a little bit, but not fully.
What did I say?
You said something, and then you were talking about mami? Butt.
How you doing, mami?
Uh-huh.
I like your muscles.
That's I didn't know.
I don't know how to say muscles in Spanish, so I said like musculos or some shit. Las Hermanas.
Las Hermanas. Watch that be something completely different in Spanish.
It always is for me.
Like, watch it be like bicycle. I like your bicycles.
One time when I was working at Puma, Spanish people say this thing. They're like, when they go and eat, it's like buen provecho or some shit like that. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Well, one day I tried to say it in Spanish and I said like buen bonito or something like that. And they were like, they all looked at me. Mind you, this is at work and I'm saying this to my associates. So I'm their boss and I'm saying this to my associates. And I said something along the lines of like, go eat penis or something like that.
Oh my God.
It was something like, I don't know. I said something wrong. They all looked at me crazy and they're like, yo, don't say that ever again. And I said, say less. My bad.
Did you ask them what it meant?
They told me because they were looking at me crazy. I was like, I'm trying to say what y'all say, buen bonichos or some shit like that. And they were like, yeah, no, don't say it. So I never told anybody to. I just say, have a good meal.
Have a good meal.
Have a good meal. White people thing. Have a good meal. Girl. Have a good meal.
Not so, the white face you
yeah,
said.
Yeah, that's what it. Have a good meal. So yeah, let's not ever bring up the gym chick again, because I feel like I could still slide in her DMs and maybe say a little something, but I don't.
You have her Instagram?
I know her Instagram. Is that creepy of me?
Yeah.
I might low-key be a creep.
You low-key are sometimes.
Give me an example.
Gym girl. Literally any other girl, because you'd be looking on Facebook, Instagram. Probably look on Twitter too.
No, I haven't checked anybody on Twitter. I feel like
all you need is a first name and a face, and then you're like, all right, I got this. Then you go on Facebook and then you figure out where they're from, and then you're like, this can't be her. I can't tell. Is she a catfish? She looks like this.
Okay. For me, I was catfished. Okay. Back in August, I didn't do...
Oh, my God.
Listen, I didn't do any of that research, okay? Mm-hmm. I didn't do... When I first signed up for these apps, I didn't do any research, and what happened? I spent $126 that night on a catfish.
Well, she was her photo.
No, she wasn't.
You said that she was her photo.
It was filters.
Old. Yeah.
The body photos could have been her at an earlier date, or it could have been somebody else. Looking back at it now, those photos, her skin does not look that dark. So now, of course, I'm going to take precautions and some measures. Miami, before I never looked up on Facebook.
It's before they even give her the Instagram or Facebook, she'll find them.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, you have.
Name one that I was able to find.
You looked.
Who?
You looked for waitress.
Because she gave me her screen name and I didn't know what that at name was for. I didn't know what that at name was for. Turns out the app was for Snapchat, but I found her on Facebook, and then I couldn't find her on Instagram.
Exactly.
But I found her on Facebook.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But she gave me her information. So how
did she give you her Facebook information?
No. But if she gave me
there you go.
But if she gave me an at name that I didn't know what was for, like, what am I supposed to do?
I don't know. Girl, I do not
is that
know.
So that's creepy.
No, that one's not.
Okay,
but
that's what
you
I'm
are
saying.
Able to find everybody's Facebook and Instagram, and then you I don't know.
If anybody wants to see, they literally can find every social media platform of me,
because it's literally like the same thing. You keep it as the same thing.
As I should.
As you
anyways
should.
I'm done with being a creep.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Are you just hot?
Yeah. I'm very hot right now. I'm sweating.
You want to sit in the air? There's air blowing right here.
Mm-mm.
No? Okay.
There's sun.
So, yeah, that's where love life is at. I'm just... apparently, I need to stop being such a creep. I didn't know that, you know, doing deets on somebody who get... Okay. Back to the waitress really quick. By the way, the waitress was the 21-year-old that we were talking about the other day.
Imagine one of these girls watch, like, they listen, and then they're like, my God.
She ain't shit. If they think that I'm not shit because of this, like, bro, I'm not talking to anybody simultaneously. I'm not entertaining nobody. I'm single as a Pringle. My phone is dry all day long.
Except for my TikToks.
Except for her TikToks. And so, like, whatever. And everybody knows I literally genuinely care about all of these girls at a minimal level as friends, as human beings. So, I was going to say something about that. Oh, the waitress in Tampa were the only ones that I found on Facebook.
Okay.
And the one that I took axe throwing. I did find her Facebook.
Who would you take axe throwing?
You keep forgetting. The one that you keep bringing up that we talked about
Black
yesterday.
Cat?
Yes.
You took Black Cat axe throwing?
Yes.
Girl, y'all went on a date?
We went on two dates.
Y'all went on two dates?
Yeah. We were the first one was supposed to be axe throwing.
Why aren't y'all girlfriend
and girlfriend? Because she would. Because
lesbian. I'm sorry.
Why aren't we lesbian? Why aren't we together?
Why aren't y'all lesbians?
Like, so we were supposed to go axe throwing the first time, but then like the timing as far as like us getting there on time wasn't gonna work out, so I had to reschedule. And then so I was like, whatever, you're ready, I'm down, I'm already here. So I took her out to dinner that night, and we went out to dinner, and then the following weekend, we went out to go axe throwing.
So, period.
And then I think two weekends after that, grandma passed.
Where'd y'all go to dinner?
Some little Spanish. It was like 11 o'clock at night. It's a spot called La Fonda. I actually really like that spot.
Is that the one where you gave me food?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Isn't that good? That was actually the night that I took her out.
Her.
Yeah.
Her.
So, anyways... off of love life. What I wanted to talk about today, which I'm sure we'll have many additional conversations to, was mental health.
Oh, Jesus. What about it?
Why do you say that?
Because, what about it?
Because I said because. What about it? A lot about it. First of all, what is your mental state right now?
Oh, if you don't
mind disclosing.
Mine?
Yeah.
I don't know. Very confusing and conflicting at the moment. Makes absolutely no sense.
Why? What's up? I'm gonna be honest with you. I feel like the mic might be picking up that clipping stuff.
I know. But I keep playing with it on my finger. Sorry, my bad if y'all hear that. Yeah. My bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's really confusing and conflicting because it's like, girl, why'd you throw that at me?
Play with that one.
Oh. I was like, because she threw her clip at me, so I was very confused. But, yeah, no. I don't know. I've just been having a lot of bad anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I don't know. Because I don't know, like, how I feel about going back to work. Like, I want to.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm also like, that may be too much for me at the moment. Like, I was telling mom that last night. I'm like, that may be too much. Because I'm very drained at the moment.
Mentally?
Yes.
What is that one song? I think I'm gonna
mentally, like, long term, it's gonna F with me. Oh, I think this is affecting me mentally, mm-hmm. like, long term.
Well, what are you having anxiety about right now? You don't have to disclose.
Like, everything. Like, I just have, like, generalized anxiety, so it's about literally anything. Like, I overthink too much. So it could be something from somebody not texting me back or me seeing something that reminds me of trauma and then I'm like, oh. Or me not being able to fall asleep. That's like the biggest one because then I'm like, yo. And then I just start overthinking. But
hasn't this being at home kind of thing made it worse?
No. No. It's kind of always like this because I've just gotten better with it, but okay, so maybe in a way, mm-hmm. because I'm at home and I'm able to think more because when I'm out in public, I have a thing where I'm like,
you're in that moment.
No, I can't cry.
Oh.
Because I don't like it when people see me cry. But like everybody else, I'm like, you know, it's okay, you know, and I always tell them that. But then it's like, for me, I see it as a weakness for myself and I know it's not mm-hmm. and that's something that I gotta work through. But I don't know. So when I'm out in public, it's easier. Because then I know if I do cry or do let my guard down, then I'm more vulnerable.
Mm.
And I don't want people to see that.
Yeah.
So, then it's able, because it's like, I would rather not be embarrassed than, because then it would just be worse. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
it would add on to what you already mm-hmm. got going on mentally.
So then I just suck it up, basically. Like, gotcha. Literally, I just shut it off.
And it's in
like
this an time button. That you've had COVID, you've just been really mm-hmm. in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally in my room all the time, so I'm able to. So it's different.
So, I mean, what are some, like, tools, tricks? Not tricks, but tools and tips that, like, tips that you can give people that are listening and kind of relate to what you're going through, and what are some of the tools and coping mechanisms that you're currently using to kind of hang on?
Piercings. I'm not recommending people to do piercings. Yeah,
she's literally given herself two piercings.
I've given myself 3 tattoos
since you've been home.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
2 of them are really small.
Mm-hmm.
And I've done 2 piercings.
Are you changing the needles?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Now I don't have any more, but I had 2 sterile needles left. And painting and drawing. But the thing is, it's really tricky because I stopped drawing and doing art stuff because
of the trauma.
I feel like I'm not good at it no more because once when I stopped a while ago, I have an eyelash or something sticking to my eyeball. Something fuzzy. I don't know. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, yeah. So, with drawing, I stopped. I had bad art blocks, so then I stopped drawing for a while. And then after that, I felt like I couldn't draw anymore because I couldn't draw the same way that I used to.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was trying to find an art style again, and I just couldn't get back what I had. Because I was drawing, Like, at one point, I was drawing, like, really realistic plants and stuff, which mm-hmm. I cannot find for, like, anything. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so now I stopped, like, once when I would try again because I didn't like the way that it was turning out. But recently, it doesn't matter how bad that it looks as long as I'm getting my emotion out somehow.
Yeah.
So, and I don't have paintbrushes, so I've been using my hands, and that's really good. Mm-hmm. Like, that's something I would recommend because it's really good for me. So I just take different colors for how I'm feeling, and then I just kind of, like, because you're doing, like, a visual release of what you're doing. But unfortunately, I don't remember half the times that I'm painting these things that I'm painting.
You start to dissociate.
Yes, I do, which is really bad. I don't know what's up with that. That's been happening a lot. So I kind of just draw and paint without really
realizing. That's pretty much what you've been doing. Mm-hmm. Piercings, tattoos, art. Mm-hmm. You've been using as an outlet.
Yeah. And makeup.
And makeup.
That's what I used to do. So I use it to describe myself, depending on how I'm feeling. So sometimes I'll do really pretty makeup, or sometimes I'll do, like, I'll accentuate, like, last time I did makeup, I did, like, eye bags. Just a way of expressing how I'm feeling, or being creative. It's literally just all expressing myself and releasing whatever.
Does it, but when you do these things, do you feel better afterwards?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah, so in the moment when I'm painting or something like that, I know before I'm painting, I'm really escalated, but then after, it's just like, I'm still.
Okay.
But I'm also kind of just like, I don't know if you would say, like, numbish, but I'm kind of just like there.
And the so everything is better. Still there.
No, not really. I feel better. Like, okay. It releases, okay. But it's also like a kind of nothing to an extent. Like, it just gets to the point where I'm just like, okay, well, don't know what happened, but I know that I was painting.
Yeah.
Because my hands. So then I take a shower, and then I'll go lay down. Sleeping also helps. And makeup, I normally, well, no. Every time that I do makeup, I feel like a baddie, because I am a baddie.
Period.
So, when I do that, I just take photos, and then I'm fine, because my confidence is up.
Yeah.
So, no matter how bad it looks. And there's no messing up with that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I'd be walking out here with, like, eyeliner dripping down, and I do it on purpose. Mm-hmm.
So, do you think, would you call it crippling anxiety that you have?
I don't know.
Or would you say it's just bad anxiety?
Like, severe anxiety? Yeah. Maybe, okay. I think. I don't know.
So, with severe anxiety, do you feel like you're ever gonna, like, do you think that there's a... like a point that you get to that you just like have to kind of just like face these certain things and be like, all right, I'm just not gonna be this way, you know? Not necessarily say, like, obviously, let's say you suffer with social anxiety, right? Mm-hmm. The only way I think that you can really start facing that is putting yourself in social situations.
Yeah.
So for your anxiety, what kind of situations do you think you can put yourself in to, like, not overthink and da da da? Because I overthink too. I overthink a lot.
And I know.
You know, not as much as I used to. It was really bad before I started, you know, the whole separation thing happened. When I was married, like, my anxiety was terrible. But now I'm more in a place of peace where my favorite scripture is Philippians 4:7 is the peace of God which transcends all understanding. May the peace of God which transcends all understanding keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And you really don't understand that place of peace until you really just have no other choice but to trust Him. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's really kind of brought me to a place of where the overthinking kind of stops. It doesn't stop, where it slows down, because I still overthink. I still got situations coming up. Like my job ending in July 2nd. Like, everybody keeps asking me what I'm going to do. And I'm sure for you, questions don't help when people ask.
What, for me?
Yeah. Like, when people ask, like, how can I, or yada, yada, yada. Because people keep asking, what are you going to do after your job? And I'm like, why would you ask me that? Because I don't know. Right. So I have to come up with this funky, fake answer to, you know, assert confidence. And, but I guess I said all that to say is, like, for you, like, for your type of anxiety, because I don't necessarily know where it stems from or what it looks like in your head when you're going through that, what is a type of situation you think you could put yourself in to kind of start diminishing or kind of like watering down that anxiety?
Well, I have been doing things for that, because it's kind of, it's not even just like in one area, it's kind of like in all aspects of my life.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely, like, going into my new school, I just talked to people.
Yeah.
That's all I did. I just talked to people, because talking to people used to be very hard for me, and I'm getting better at it. So I try to force myself to, like, if I'm out with friends, I'll be the one to order or something like that.
You'll order the food?
Yes.
What?
Yeah.
That was such a struggle back in the day.
Yeah, it was. And it still kind of is. Like, I went to the mall. I think the last time I went to the mall, I actually had really bad anxiety because it was really busy. And I was with two of my old friends. And you should know who they are. The only ones that ever came over here.
Okay.
And then they were just kind of like, yo, you need to do it. Like, they were like, just order it. Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, we're not helping you. Like, just do it. But they were like, we're here, but, like, just do it. And I'm like, yeah. And I literally stood there for, like, 10 minutes. And they were like, you gonna order? And I was like, yeah. And I was letting people cut in front of me because I just did not want to do it. Yeah, but, like, it just depends. So I try to order for myself more now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, per se, I'm getting a sub, I can order for myself. Mm-hmm. Which I can never do before. And then doing the spoken word at church.
Oh, yeah. You spoke with such power when you did that.
I was never able to do that when I was little. So the thing is, I just kind of pray when I'm in the moment. And then that's about it. Just ask for confidence, yeah. Boldness.
Do you still do that? Have you been doing that recently when your anxiety comes over? Pray?
Yeah, I do every time.
You have?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, mostly every time. But it's, like, I get it on a daily, but for different things. So it doesn't, like, it just depends, because it's, like, hard to answer, because there's different things. But yeah, those are some things that I've done.
Sometimes it's just hard to do that.
Yeah, I guess.
But God sees you, He hears you, and He knows your heart, and He knows your thoughts, so.
That's true.
But when you go to Him with it, You're literally trusting something that you may or may not be feeling in that time.
Mm-hmm.
And that just strengthens the relationship and the bond between you and Him, because you'll start to see Him pull you through those certain situations the more that you do that. You know?
Right.
Because, when I was going, I think I've told you this before, but when I was late night by myself in my apartment and I was freaking bawling my eyes out and I couldn't feel Him. You know those feelings of God, like where you get those goosebumps and stuff like that, and it's like,
yeah.
Kind of. Okay. Well, the way that I usually know that it's like, when I know He's like present, like I'll get those goosebumps and I'll get like a solid word from the Bible when I'm reading it, or I can just really like feel Him wrap His hands around my heart, not in a like a, you know, not like my heart is strained, literally, but like I'll feel like
your heart is strained, girl. Wait, what?
Because I said, well, His hands around my heart, like I know that He's there and He loves it. Like I'll feel it sometimes, right. But in those late nights when you don't feel Him and you decide that just because I don't feel you right now, like I'm still gonna come to you
because I know you're there.
You told me you're there. You told me in your word multiple times that you're never going to leave or forsake me. So, therefore, I know you're here. I seen a crazy TikTok. This lady, she just lost her son a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been going through it. And she said, one of her friends told her, she was like, you have to remember that sometimes God might not be next to you, but He might be in the room across from you.
I saw that.
You did, right? The lady in the pink.
I don't know what she was wearing, but I remember
it. But it was,
girl,
a pink backdrop.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, well.
But I remember it, yeah.
Yeah, so I sent it to you, I think.
Yeah, because I watch your TikToks. Because I watch your TikToks. Exactly.
Whatever, dude. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you just, in those moments, it's hard, man. Mental health. And that's why I did E6, because the battle is bigger than just the physical. It's up here. The enemy, where he knows he can get you is when he attacks your mind.
Right.
When he attacks your mind, if he can get you and overcome that mind,
It's over.
It's over.
It's over.
And that's why we face the bigger battle. This is not an E6 ad, although E6 is sponsoring this.
Girl, you are E6.
I am E6, period. God is E6. Which is my clothing brand, by the way, guys. If you want to check it out, e6.us. We got a launch coming up later this year. I'm really excited about it. It actually pertains to this matter that we're discussing now. It's going to be some real fire stuff. And Ayana's going to be a major contribution to that launch.
Per.
Did you know that?
No, but I do know.
Yeah, are you excited about that?
I guess. It depends on what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm doing.
I should probably ask you here on the camera, do you mind sharing a bit of your testimony on camera?
Oh, I don't care. Oh,
okay, cool. Yeah, so it's going to be fire. So make sure you guys follow me at e6.us. There's a lot of at handles here going on, guys. Los Hermanos and Primos is numero uno. Drip of Holy is number tres. And number two is e6.us. So check us out. But yeah, so prayer is huge. So you like, you use arts. Mm-hmm. And I consider piercings and tattoos a form of art. I do. Yeah. And honest, can I be transparent mm-hmm. with you? At first, I thought it was like an alternative to self-harm.
Mm-hmm.
There might be to some level.
To some people, yeah, it can be a
more healthier outlet for self-harm. But I truly believe that you do it for artistic purposes.
I do, because it's a way of expressing. Like, yes. I see it as something like, well, tattoos can be something meaningful, or they could just be something that you just want to do. Or, like,
piercings. I need you to get on that tattooing thing, because I need some tats, bro. I'm so serious.
I know. I need oranges so I can tattoo them, so I can learn, because
We bought you mad fake skins.
Yeah, but the thing is, they bounce off of the desk. Like, when you do it, they bounce off
of... So put it on your thigh.
That's actually kind of smart.
So you're actually, it's like, you're tattooing yourself, but you're not. And you're practicing. And right. Then if it penetrates through...
Which they have.
Then it's on you.
Yeah.
Because I don't think skin is as thick as an orange.
No, that's how they practice tattooing. They do pig skin and oranges. Because it represents, like, the pores and stuff. And it, like, with the fake skin, that's also what they do for makeup. With the fake skin, it's, like, it's too rubbery.
Okay.
Like, it's just to get used to it, I guess.
So the oranges are for the pores.
Well, no.
Because how do you determine how deep you go in?
That's why you use fruit to practice to see how deep you can go in. With fake skin, you can literally only go so far.
But that's what I'm saying. With oranges, I don't feel like the peel.
You can.
No, I'm saying the peel, I feel, is thicker than our layers of skin.
But it's also thicker than the fake skin, and the fake skin's like... Our skin isn't rubbery like fake skin.
True. Maybe I'll just buy you a slap of pork butt.
That's nasty. But yeah, that's what I would have to do. But that's icky.
But yeah, so back to mental health, bro. Well, I'm proud of you.
I was saying about how piercings, because some of them are just really beautiful, and I like them, and I like the way that people look with them. Not the vagina one, but I mean, if somebody out there has a vagina one, and they want to be pretty with their vagina one, let them.
Not the vagina piercing, I'm talking about the one that you want to get.
I don't want a vagina piercing.
No, the one where I'm like, you lick my vagina.
Oh, I wanted a snake eye, and that's honestly not a good piercing to get.
It's not.
It's not, because it, like, has too many complications with your health and stuff, and I would never do that on anybody, but I want it. It's pretty to me.
It is pretty, but...
I want it.
The meaning behind it is not cool.
Oh my god, that's what society has turned into.
And I know you don't care about what society is, but how do you know that piercing didn't stem from, oh, I want to lick my vagina, give me these snake bites?
Girl. You could say that about literally anything.
I can't say that about your spectrum.
Spectrum? Septum?
Septum.
Who knows? Somebody out there could probably be like, oh, she wanted to be a bull, so one day she, like, skinned a bull. And
skinned a bull.
Yeah, somebody could have skinned a bull and put their
That's what they do with bulls. They put those in there.
God. Yes, I know. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but that's different than she licks my vagina.
Being an animal killer?
Nigga, you eat animals.
And I don't want to.
You want to go vegan?
I do, but again? I also really like food.
Okay, so you need to pick your I need to pick a struggle. Here. Yeah, but I don't know, man. Need to pick a struggle. Is there anything you kind of want to add to the mental health? Anybody kind of struggling right now?
What do you mean?
If anybody's listening to this and they're kind of going through it, their room is messy. They haven't showered in a few days. Nobody's really there for them with their trauma right now. They don't have resources. Like,
well, I would say there's this girl on YouTube. Mm-hmm. I do not know what her at is, but if you go on YouTube and you type in cleaning my room with like depression or something mm-hmm. like that, she has like this whole hour long video of her just like talking and cleaning with you. And that helped me because I did not clean my room since February.
Okay, so that's for the people whose rooms are, like, trashed yes, right now?
When they have the depressed rooms.
Yeah. But right now, her. Their mental state not being the hottest.
Yes.
What? Okay, aside from
I'm the getting room. There.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm getting I'm there.
I'm out. I'm checking out. I'm sorry. This is her. My bad, guys. My bad, sis. I'm sorry, sis.
Yeah. And then there's, so for resources, there's a lot of apps that you can do. There's, like, BetterHelp and you have a lot of hotlines. I would not recommend going on online hotlines, like, for chats, because they take way too long to respond, and they need to fix that. But if you called them, that's a whole different story. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Also, we're not licensed counselors or
no,
anything.
No, but I basically am.
But if you...
I basically am.
If you do need somebody to talk to, feel free to reach out to us at any time.
They can't even reach out to me.
On Las Hermanas, they can.
True.
She would definitely have that access, huh?
Never mind. I'll tell you after.
So, yeah. If you're battling something right now and you feel like you don't have any crazy outlet and nobody cares about you, just know we do.
That's true.
Like, we really do.
That's very
true. We care about you. We love you. We'll be praying for you.
I'd be hitting up.
We want to talk to you, huh?
I'd be hitting up random people on TikTok. Like, yeah. I'd be DMing them, even if they never see it. Just because I'm like, dang, I'd be feeling so bad. Like, there's this girl mm-hmm. with the April 24th thing.
What?
The National Rape Day thing.
Yeah.
Somebody actually did it to her, and I reached out to her because I felt so bad.
Oh, boy. Anyways, the fact that people made that a thing. The more that you feed so into sad. Something, the more people... Jesus, come and get me. But yeah, in all seriousness, we do. We love you. We care about you. If you feel like there's nobody in the world right now that's got your back, we do. You're our primo. So reach
True.
Out. Again, that panhandle is at Las Hermanas and Primos. Gosh. And then, again, you can reach out to me separately at e6.us or Drip of Holy. And we probably should gather those resources and have them available for people.
The hotlines?
Hotlines and resources and stuff like that. And if it's not up by the time you hear this episode, we'll have it for you. And we'll be more than happy to give those to you. So, cool. Yeah, that's what I want to talk about.
But
what
I would like to say to whoever is, well, whoever, if anybody does listen and they are struggling, just know that you matter.
And big facts.
You are worth it. And you are valuable. You're priceless. Don't let people walk over you because you matter. You really do. Even if you don't feel like it, you do. That's it. That's what I always tell people, because they forget about that and they yeah. lose their worth. Like, they don't lose it, but they, like, mentally, it's just not there because like, they don't
the
see it.
Yeah.
So sad.
It is. All right, guys. That was the episode. It's mental illness, isn't it?
It's mental illness, isn't it?
Thanks for rocking out. Until next time, we love you. Las Hermanas. Adios. Hermanas.
Y'all soy Dora.
Dora.
That blind hoe.